We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are with us today, because I got to be honest with you, okay? Between you, me, see, programming hates this, but let's be honest, okay? Now, I'm a sports talk junkie. I listen to everything, everywhere I go. Are you that way, Ryan? Do you listen to a ton of sports talk?
Yeah.
So I listen to the Fan up in out in New York. I listen to the K-Fan over in Minneapolis.
Okay.
I listen to some Green Bay radio. I listen to Chicago radio. I'll flip around. I'll listen to Madison every now and then and see what's going on there. But then I'll listen to some of the national stuff. ESPN has gone down the toilet.
Oh my gosh.
Their programming just absolutely sucks.
It's brutal. It's
you know, the old adage is you get what you pay for, which is, by the way, that's the same thing I said once I walked out the door at the other place. Anyway, so I listen to it all the time. So I'm somebody that I'm always trying to learn something and be entertained. So that's what I do, okay? But if I'm just average person walking around on the street, unless I'm like a hardcore sports talk junkie, on a day like today, I'm sorry. Man, turn on the music, crank it up, whatever happens to be your favorite song or iPod tune or whatever, man. Today would be one of those days where I'd be out on the trail or on the motorcycle and the music's cranked and the whole thing.
Well, yeah, you want to be on the motorcycle listening to Stephen
Michaels,
A. Smith.
You know, Bill Michaels, just what kind of garbage is this right now? Just, you know, that type of thing. Just, I got to get out and, you know, you're listening to Born in the USA or something by Springsteen, or you're listening to something new, you know, or you know, you're listening to Luke Bryan or something on the radio. You know, I mean, something, you know. I don't know if I'm listening to me right now.
It's funny that you say that.
Although, I got to be honest, I was riding on the bike path this morning, and I'm listening to two morning shows, the Mully and Hanley show on 670, and I'm listening to Chuck and Winkler out of Milwaukee this morning, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, which, by the way, Chuck was not there. Rami Makhlouf filled in, and I'm going to say it anyway. They just got weird today. Were you here? Were you listening to that?
I got here for the last hour.
Okay. I highly recommend, if you go to 105.7 FM, the Fan's website, and you listen to that morning show, specifically the end of that morning show, I described it as this, and I don't mean to be offensive, because I was one of you once, okay? And still am to a certain extent. It was so weird. You didn't know if it was good radio or bad radio. You didn't know if you should or shouldn't be listening to it. I said it's like watching fat people have sex. It was, you don't know what you're looking at. You don't, is that a foot? Is that a fold? But you can't take your eyes off of it, because you're like, I don't know, what the hell is this? But it was hilarious. It was just, it cracked me up. So that was my description. I said it in a little bit harsher term when I walked through the door, because I busted through the door this morning on them, and I said, this is like watching fat people, you know.
Right.
And they looked at me, and then they got it, you know. But that, it was weird today. So I'm thinking to myself, that's the kind of day it's going to be. It's the Friday before Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start to summer. The weather's going to be 85 and sunny. I know some storms are coming later this evening, but who cares? Get out and enjoy it. Enjoy the weekend. It's supposed to. Oh, speaking of the weekends, the weekend, tomorrow. Now, there's some stuff going on. I mean, this weekend is fantastic, because tomorrow, I do want to make a mention of this. We have a great sponsor called Steel Horse Realtor. And Mikey and his wife are great, great, great people. I mean, not only are they tremendous realtors, okay, just that goes without saying. But by the way, they've done a world of numbers on my house, because I'm thinking about selling my home. There is no better person in the world that I would go to than Mikey, because he's just no BS. It's just fantastic. So they are huge sponsors and have a booth out at the Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, which tomorrow they have the Honor Ride. And for those of you that tend to forget about what Memorial Day weekend's all about, it's not just baseball and NBA basketball and kind of, you know, watching the Indy 500, but it's about honoring those that have fallen. And really, they do a tremendous ride out there. Diane Crowley does a fantastic job in organizing that thing for Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. So if you're a rider and you get a chance, man, participate in that thing. It's a sight to see, watching all those bikes go to the War Memorial. So if you can, go there and stop by the Steel Horse Realtor booth and say hi to Mikey, because he is a great, 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 no BS, no nonsense kind of guy. He really is. But tomorrow afternoon, if you don't ride, the annual block party is taking place at Walker's Point. From 4 to 7 tomorrow, Sherry and I are going to be doing celebrity bartending. And we're going to bartend. It's a block party. It's outside. It's right in front of Stenny's. And we're celebrity bartending. All of our tips tomorrow go to the American Cancer Society. So if you can come down, if you're going to go out, you're going to party this weekend, you're going to do anything fun, and maybe even call it an early night. But 4 to 7 tomorrow. And I know they donate a portion of the proceeds as well, because Jerry Stenny is fantastic. Him and Ryan and Lori Jean and all of them down there, they're great people. But we're going to be at Stenny's, just outside of Stenny's tomorrow, 2nd and National, Walker's Point, down there for the Walker's Point Block Party. And all the tips we get and a portion of the proceeds we get from serving the alcohol tomorrow, or all the drinks for that matter, outside, find us. But all of our proceeds go to the American Cancer Society. So great way to start the unofficial start to summer. We're going to be there tomorrow. Okay, I've rambled on long enough. What the hell are we talking about? We didn't have a guest waiting, did we?
No.
Holy crap. Okay. Now,
for some reason, as you say that, everybody wants the 1 p.m. hour today to come on the show.
Yeah.
Mainly because that way you get outside probably,
sure,
enjoy the weather a little bit.
Sure.
And then 1 o'clock, that's like right after lunch. So you eat your lunch, you relax for a little bit, then you get right back at it.
Yep. So today, coming up in the late hour of the program, the last hour, we have Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst. We have Mike Clemens, who has been up there at the OTAs. And then Brewers reliever out of that stellar pen, Dan Jennings, is going to join us. So we've got, we're loaded in the back half of this thing. Absolutely loaded. Speaking of the Packers, they signed Mercedes Lewis. Gutekunst is kind of raising an eyebrow here. I'm going, okay, is that kind of a Ted move? No. Well, maybe, but it's more of a Ron Wolf kind of move. You know, I'm just going to kind of pick up a guy here and fortify this. I'm going to pick up a guy here and add some depth here. I'm going to do this. And, you know, I like it. I like it. I really do. I think it's a good move. I think it's good depth. I think it's hedging your bets a little bit. Because let's be honest, if Jimmy Graham goes down, what do you got? You know, I think it's a really good move. They're not done yet. I still think there's something to be done either with the line or the pass rush. Correct me if I'm wrong. I still think there's something to be done. But Packers signed tight end Mercedes Lewis. And is Gutekunst, do you think? Is he being very eyebrow-raising, sly like a fox right now? Is he taking a page out of the playbook of Ron Wolf? Is he doing what? Do you think this team, here's the best question. Do you think this team is more fortified right now than they were last year? Do you think what he's done is said, okay, we are going to target this and this and this, and we're not going to reach, but we're going to allow the best possible athletes to fall into those categories, and we're going to grab them? Do you like what he has done? And I don't think he's done yet. Just my thought process here. I don't think he's done yet. Do you think this team is more fortified right now than they were all of last season? 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Do you think that this team, this Packers team right now, they add Mercedes Lewis, just another depth player, another quality tight end at the tight end position, and he's also a really good blocker. That's one of the other things that I forgot to mention. Oh, by the way. So you run him out onto the right side because you don't know what's going to happen on that right side right now. So you better have some extra help to protect the front side of Aaron Rodgers. So you put Mercedes Lewis there. You split Graham out to the other side. Lewis then gives you a couple of good chip blocks. He's then a safety valve. Otherwise, you got other guys like Devontae and company going downfield. You got decent running weapons out of the backfield now that can actually break a few. is Gutekunst more fortified for this team right now than it was all of last season? 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at the Marshfield Clinic, Marshfield Clinic Healthcare System. Fantastic people there, and they want to help you out with Care My Way. If you have something ailing you, man, this weekend, you don't want to blow this weekend. It's going to be a good weekend. So if you have something right now, like you woke up today, Ryan, you got sinus thing going on, you could call them, say, hey, I think I got a sinus infection. Well, okay, what's the symptoms? Here you go, blah, blah, blah. Talk to the nurse practitioner. If they can help you out, they'll send a prescription, antibiotic, whatever it happens to be, to a pharmacy near you. You don't even have to head out and visit the doctor. But if they can't help you, one, they don't charge you, and two, it only costs you a phone call. It's as simple as that. That is Marshfield Clinic Health System. Call them 844-CARE-AWAY. That's 844-CARE-AWAY. Or go to marshfieldclinic.org for all the information and for all the physicians and the services and companies. So is this team right now, right here, right now, today, is it more fortified than it was all of last season in the short period of time that Brian Gutekunst has been the general manager of the Green Bay Packers? More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You don't get them girls loose, TJR. Loose. You don't get the world loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do. You don't get them girls loose. You don't get the world loose. You don't get money, but I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show on the air. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day. Has Brian Gutekunst fortified this team more so far now this season, this preseason, if you will, than what it was all of last year? 855-830-8648, 855-8... I'm sitting here kind of scrolling through as I'm talking some of the notes that I had, and do you get pop-ups on your computer?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay, so I'm scrolling through some of my notes, and then I'm going over to our Facebook fan page to answer stuff, and I'm getting nothing but Memorial Day sales. What is the best Memorial Day sale out there?
TVs.
What, is that what it is? That's usually Black Friday.
Or then grills.
Grills, yard stuff like that, you know. The best Memorial Day sale is blank. What do you always look? The big thing for me was for a long time patio furniture, and then I went out and finally I went to a Master Z's, and I know, look, it's expensive, but I finally bought this set that's just like, you could put it in a hurricane and then find it and put it back together and it'd be great, you know, that type of thing. So I got that. So for a long time, it's every 2 years I was buying new patio furniture, but the best Memorial Day sale is what? What do you look forward to every year? Flowers? I got to do my yard Sunday. Sunday's yard day, so I'm hoping it's not raining or anything like that. Sunday's yard day. I got to finish cutting the grass because it looks like I've been baling hay out in my yard. And I got to get, I think Naturescape gave me a great price, so I'm going to have Naturescape come and start doing my yard to get rid of the dandelions. Because I cut my grass, and the next day it's like a little forest of palm tree dandelions that are everywhere, you know? Right. So I got to get rid of that. But we grilled out last night, ate outside for the first time in a long time. And enjoyed it, but I got to get the mosquito stuff too. But it's lawn day on Sunday. So today I'm sitting here scrolling, and it's just now you're being bombarded with Memorial Day sale stuff. Holy mackerel. You know, and I always wanted to know why Memorial Day. Okay, ladies, listen up. Why is Memorial Day always the biggest weekend to buy panties? Because that's all I'm getting right now on pop-up ads.
Victoria's Secret.
Pardon the pun.
Yep.
Victoria's Secret, Fredericks of Hollywood, Adore Me. There's like three or four different websites, Dark and Stylish. I never even heard of them, but it's panty weekend. Is there like, like traditionally, is that like the end of college? You go on a panty raid, so everybody's like looking for panties after that? Is that what it is for girls? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Or is it just that time of year that you bought them last year and you buy them in like 50 packs? Guys buy like a 3-pack, you know? So... And then you wear those for like 3 or 4 years, all right? Otherwise, women get like 40 pairs. What do you just like corrode them or something after a year? They're all gone. They're all chewed up, you know? It's like you open the drawer. You ever open a drawer? You're married, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever open your wife's drawer? And there's it's like a bouillabaisse of salad of all different colors.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you don't, it's like looking at fishing line that's been laying like you're the old spin cast, right? The spin cast you threw out and went and then knotted up. That's what it looks like. If you're a fisherman, you know exactly what the hell I'm talking about.
I always start breaking them down. I'm like, where did these come from?
Yeah, where
these
is that? I've never seen those. I've never pulled those off of you. I've never seen them. Yeah, I don't know where those came from, you know. And what are these? Did your grandmother stay here?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
I'm going to put these on a boat in case we blow the motor and we need a sail. And like Sherry weighs 100 pounds. She's right. Soaking wet. She's opaque when she takes her clothes off. You can see through her. And I'm like, where are these from? Holy mackerel. These must have been back in the pregnancy days. So I have no idea. I have no idea. It's just, it's panty weekend, apparently. You get a lawnmower and about 40 ads for panties.
I'm pretty bad with socks, though.
Are you?
Yeah, I buy a pair of socks and then I lose one. So I end up, I actually got this idea from the pipe bomb. He said he just throws them all away because he loses them. You know, he'll have one here.
Right.
Some days you're wearing two different colors, but I take my socks off. I kind of just throw them around. So what he does, he says, is he just, after he wears them, just throws them away, goes to Costco and just buys them in bulk.
The Polish pipe bomb does that?
That's what he does.
See, if you're smart, you keep buying the same ones in bulk, so that way you really are just doubling up.
Right.
So they always match.
Yeah.
You know? But we got the little dog who takes them. And you'll find them in, like, my dog Elmo's house. Mm-hmm. You'll find, like, 10 of them. That's where they go. They take them and run in there with them, and I don't know what they do with them, but it is what it is. I don't know, how the hell did we get off of this topic? We were talking about the Packers, and next thing you know, we're in a big drawer of bouillabaisse of panties that are all tangled up.
That's what happens on Fridays.
That's what it is. I'm telling you, it just feels like a weird day. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com, toll-free talk, or homesbykip.com, toll-free talk line. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you. Do you think Brian Gutekunst has fortified this team better now than it was even going into next season? It seems like... Now, it just seems like to me, the depth that they now have at the corner position is for real. They have got, and I think it's going to be incredibly interesting because you don't normally see huge contributions out of rookies when it comes to the wide receiver position. But this wide receiving core, there is a lot of projected talent. And then you throw into the fact that Aaron Rodgers really likes what Geronimo Allison has been able to accomplish. They like, obviously, Devontae Adams and Randall Cobb, yes. But Michael Clark was a guy that had wheels that they really enjoyed, and he had a real shot at making this roster. And then they go out and get Jamon Moore. They get Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Equanimeous St. Brown. I mean, they've got many players now on this team, and now that's not even including Trevor Davis, who's the wheels of this team. They've got all this, and they went out and found size. So they've got weaponry now. They don't have a lot of veteran weaponry, but they have weaponry. Then the Jimmy Graham move. Keeping Lance Kendricks. Now you bring in Mercedes. You've got, obviously, Aaron Rodgers coming back. You still have Ty Montgomery, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams. You still have those guys and Devontae Mays. And you still have the knowledge of a guy like Aaron Ripkowski, Joe Carriage they like. So offensively, short of a little bit of veteran and that right side of the offensive line where right now you still have, say, Kyle Murphy and Brian Bulaga and Spriggs penciled in, you know, they tried to fortify the depth with Cole Madison, but you have a little bit of a question mark there. But it appears Justin McCray, most likely, going to be that guy over in the guard position, unless Cole Madison can come in and do that right away and you move McCray outside, although I don't know necessarily that's the best idea. But then they pick up Mo Wilkerson. You're bringing back a guy like Montrevious Adams. You know, you drafted James Looney. Kenny Clark had a step-up year. Mike Daniels is Mike Daniels, you know. Clay Matthews, hope he comes in healthy, even though he's got a little bit of a knee tweak right now. Vince Beagle, you're hoping to come back. So maybe some of this stuff that was done last year, Oren Burks, I find really intriguing. There's a lot of people that really seem to think that he is going to add something to that defense as far as speed and coverability. He's more of a safety than he is a linebacker, and he can come from anywhere and can cover. And then you look and say, okay, wait a minute. Josh Jackson... And then they go get Alexander, and you fortified the corner positions now. I'm not saying that this team is stacked, because defensively we know they're not. But I have to look at this team right now, and again, this is a far way away from, you know, the end of July and August. But on paper, it seems like – for everything they needed, they got. And the one area they needed, which was outside pass rush, they didn't reach for. They didn't say, okay, we're going to try to make this guy. I mean, this was, Ted Thompson would have gotten to Daytone Jones and tried to convert him, you know, that type of thing. They didn't do that. They just said, look, we're going to stick with what we have and enhance what we already have to the best of our ability, and then let the chips fall where they may for the areas of weakness, and we'll do the best we can to cover those holes. And they obviously bring in Mike Pettine, who plays more of the coverage to allow a pass rush to get to a quarterback, rather than saying we have to stock it with pass rushers to benefit our coverage. So, but he can play that way if he's got that personnel, but apparently, at least just listening to everybody we've talked to, and Brian Billick, who's been on the show numerous times, said the exact same thing, said that Mike Pettine plays to what he has more so than a lot of coaches, which is the reason he's had sustained success. And he learned that from Rex Ryan. And he's an aggressive coach, which I think a lot of people really, really like. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. How much do you think this team is now stacked as opposed to what it had last year? And how deep do you think they are? Because my level of confidence is right now, I've kind of got my arms folded and I'm saying, show me. Show me what you got. But I got to be honest, show me what you got, but I'm on the sidelines with a smile on my face because I'm thinking, this team is probably, at least again, paper-wise, for what it is they've done and what the personnel they brought in, I really like what they've done. Because the you have to go with availability. If they had a bunch of pass rushers that were on the market and you say, you know what, didn't get any of those guys, then I'm disappointed. But if you've got a lot of quality guys at a depth position and you take the best of the best quality-wise, short of getting Ward out of Ohio State, which many people seem to think that Alexander might be better and even Josh Jackson's better than that. But I think they did fantastic. And in addition to that, you fortified yourself going into next year's draft. I really like what's gone on so far in Green Bay. Now, we'll see if that projection, the wins and losses. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over at Cousin Subs, where they want to treat you like a VIP. You heard me right. They want to treat you like a VIP. Here's the deal. You go to CousinSubs.com/BigGigGiveaway and you get registered, okay? If you are a winner, they will give you a VIP experience. There's 11 concerts at Summerfest that are on the big stage. The American Family Insurance Amphitheater, okay? Over at the Marcus. They're going to give you a night as a VIP. A couple of tickets, VIP passes for parking. They're going to give you some gift cards along the way, take care of you, treat you right, and you're going to see a terrific concert. All you have to do is go to CousinSubs.com/BigGigGiveaway and get yourself registered. And the best part about it is you can register not once, not twice, not three times, but you can register every day all the way up and through Summerfest. So it's that simple. Go to CousinSubs.com/BigGigGiveaway. Cousin Subs, they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Stay tuned. We want to talk more about this and a very, very important message coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show on the air. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day. Coming up in the last hour of the program, don't forget, Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, is going to join us. Mike Clemens has been up in Green Bay and up there for the OTAs, and he is going to be joining us. Also, Dan Jennings, the Brewers relief pitcher, he's going to be here as well. So a lot upcoming here in the last hour of the program. So we were talking about the Green Bay Packers and the fortification of this team, and I just kind of just picking your brain, I guess, for lack of a better term. What do you think is do you think this team is more fortified now than it was all of last year? 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. Do you think this team is more fortified, the Green Bay Packers, right now than it was all of last year? Yes, no, indifferent. Give us a shout. 855-830-8648. Just when you look at this thing on paper, it just seems like you're starting off in a better position than you were all of last season. It seemed like last year this team was scrambling, if that makes sense. And even though I know people want to see them pick up a pass rusher, I agree with that. Look, if you can get one, fine. But I think they're starting off in a better situation right now than they were last season. I don't know why. I can't put my thumb on it. I wish I could. I wish I could give you some kind of analytic, some deep, in-depth statistic that was going to say, here's the reason as to why. Statistically speaking, this is what to look for. I can't. I can just say, look, this is a team that's bigger. This is a team that's faster. This is a team that has more versatility. This is a team that has athletic football players. Not athletes, athletic football players. I prefer that. You know, in talking, you heard them both on and off the air. All those assistant coaches and all those coaches in college from all the different guys that they brought in. You know, you've got Clay Matthews on a final year of his contract. You've got Randall Cobb in the final year of his contract. You know, usually you get the most out of those guys. You've got a lot of young guys coming in that are hungry to make a name for themselves. St. Brown is a guy that fell in a draft that's playing with a chip on his shoulder, with a lot to prove. And he's a different cat. He's a weird dude, you know? You got Aaron Rodgers coming back and trying to kind of, you know, prove that he's the man after he gets paid, because we all know he's going to get paid. It seems like there's a lot of different things that are kind of lining up to say, individually, guys will play better. And if they do, collectively, you're going to see more wins and losses type of thing. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Let's do this. Let's go to Doug, listening to us in Green Bay. Doug, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Doug.
Say, I don't know if the roster's better or not. Like you say, it looks better on paper. But being Packer fans, let's face it. The Green Bay Packers are in a rebuilding mode. That's what this team is doing right now. You're rebuilding the roster. Wide receivers are being rebuilt. The defensive backs are being rebuilt. The linebacker core is being rebuilt. This team is rebuilding.
Yeah.
And what it
do you think? But let me ask you this, Doug. Do you expect a diminishment in wins because of it?
It all depends on number 12. If he can play up to what he's capable of playing, that's an unknown too. He's coming off an injury. We don't know he's going to be the same quarterback he always was.
Right. That's a fair assessment.
It's totally up in the air. But the good thing about it is if you got somebody that knows what they're doing, you can rebuild a team in a year or two. It's been done. Look at the Rams, you know, at the Eagles.
Right.
It doesn't take 5-6 years anymore. You just got to get the right players there now.
Hey, appreciate the phone call. He's right. It's in somewhat of a rebuild mode. But I don't think it's right when it comes to the Green Bay Packers to use the term rebuild. I think it's more reload, because you don't expect it to. Rebuild would indicate that you're going to take a downturn. You're suddenly going to be drafting higher. And that's not what this team is going to be doing. They're not going to take a downturn. I don't believe that. I'm still sitting here. I went through the schedule, and we did it together on the air. I went through the schedule, and I looked at 10, 11, 12 wins, always give or take, because I really believe, okay, this area got better. And then I look at the opponents. Who got better? In the division, Minnesota's a team to beat. Minnesota has a punch-you-in-the-face defense. They're trying. They've got four guys. They had four guys that were going to go into free agency after this season. And they ended up, who'd they sign? It wasn't Barr. Who was it they signed? I can't remember who it was they signed. But they're trying to lock up all the talent. They've got a lot of talent back there. Barr's going to be one of them that's going to be a free agent. So They've got some guys back there that they want to retain, but they know they can't keep everybody. So they go out and get Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, supposedly a better quarterback. He's now going to be the guy leading this team. They're going to get running backs, their running back back. Who am I thinking of?
Sheldon Richardson?
No, Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook.
Oh, yeah, Dalvin.
Dalvin Cook. It hit me in the head. I couldn't remember. I kept wanting to say Jared Cook, and I can't think of his name. Dalvin Cook. They're going to get Dalvin Cook back. They have Latavius Murray as a backup out of Oakland. So they've got a decent 1-2 punch over there. Kyle Rudolph is still Kyle Rudolph. He's still a very quality tight end. Stephon Diggs is in the mix. Adam Thielen is in the mix. They went out and they picked up Stacy Coley. They've got a whole bunch of undrafted guys that are going to try to fill in and figure this thing out. Kendall Wright, they picked up out of Chicago. So they're trying to fill it in with enough pieces to say we can move the football. Kirk Cousins can help us move the football. And don't forget they picked up the backup Trevor Siemian as well. So they went out and said, okay, we know we have to have a decent starter and a decent backup, and now we're going to let the rest of these guys, Xavier Rhodes. I think it might have been Xavier Rhodes who was just up. They got quite a few guys that are up for contract, but I think it might have been Xavier Rhodes. I'm not positive, but Xavier Rhodes, Harrison Smith, Trey Waynes, Eric Kendricks, Anthony Barr. I mean, you just start to go through those names, and they got such a stifling defense. They're the team to beat in the NFC North. And then you have to think to yourself, okay, how close is Detroit or Chicago? How much more competitive did they get? And if they fix some of their problems, and they say they get a couple of wins in the division to make things just a little bit tighter, where are those wins going to come from? I mean, you start to look around the rest of the division, you look around the rest of the teams in the NFC, and Packers have a very tough schedule this year, let's be honest. I still think the Packers aren't in rebuild mode, they're in reload mode. And they're still going to end up with 10, 11, 12 wins. They're still going to end up in the postseason. Now, we all know that's predicated upon Aaron Rodgers. How good is DeShone Kizer? I mean, that's the next big question. We don't talk nearly enough about it, but God forbid anything happened to Aaron. And going back to the caller's point, and I've said this before, the last time we saw Aaron Rodgers throw a pass, he didn't have that same snap on the football. Okay. Now, granted, he was just off of injury, off of a very tough shoulder injury in which he had screws and plates and all that kind of stuff inserted. So I'm sure his arm and his shoulder and that throwing motion is worked out. It's much better. I asked Mike Clemens about that last week, and we're going to talk to him about it again later on today, about does Aaron have that same zip? Aaron had – everybody talked about the legendary arm strength of Brett Favre. And I got here. I came to town in 99, and I saw it firsthand. I mean, you could hear it when it went past you. He just had this – innate ability to throw the football. God reached out of the sky and put a lightning bolt in Brett Favre's shoulder. Okay? Sometimes it was erratic. Sometimes it just went along where his mind went. And other times it played to perfection. Like a Stradivarius in a symphony. It's just perfection. Aaron Rodgers has a better arm. And you just wonder, because not only is it as strong, but it's even more accurate, if you can believe that. It's the most accurate arm I've ever seen. The ability for him to put the ball on a dime is awe-inspiring. And you wonder, after breaking a collarbone in that throwing shoulder, if that same innate ability to do that is there. And you wonder if the same level of strength and velocity is still there. And that's something we've yet to see. So, I mean, the caller brings up a valid point. You don't know. There's still a lot of question marks regarding this Green Bay Packers football team. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. I missed the announcement. I missed a loud statement in this particular segment. I promise to give it to you. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. Oh, man. Two things. I really wanted to get into what I wanted to say, but take a listen to this. The Milwaukee Brewers, they're making some moves. Infielder Eric Sogard has been recalled from AAA Sky Sox. The right-handed pitcher Adrian Hauser has been recalled from AA Biloxi. Shortstop Orlando Arcia has been optioned out. And right-handed pitcher Jorge Lopez has been optioned out. They both go to AAA. Arcia just not producing. So they finally said, look, go get offensively healthy. You need to move. How about that? The best defensive player metrically in baseball is being optioned out because offensively he's just not cutting it. What does that say to you? What does that say to you? You know what that says? Subpar right now here in the bigs is unacceptable. We're not that team anymore. We're not that team anymore. You can't sit here and just take up a roster spot if you're not going to really produce. I got to be honest. I mean, I know there's people that are just over the top Arcia fans. And last year, I was heavily criticized for criticizing Arcia. And he didn't get hot until midway through May. But Arcia right now, as it stands, hitting 194, 506 OPS, 233 on base percentage, and just struggling. 34 strikeouts and only 7 walks. I mean, you're just flailing at this point. You're just throwing the bat out there. And you can't just hang on to a job just because. That's a wake-up call right there. Subpar on the Milwaukee Brewers is no longer acceptable. I like it. I hate to sound like Uyghur. I like it. I really do. I like it. But I do. Man. They're not screwing around. Not screwing around. Let's go to Gary in Appleton. Gary, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
I wanted to touch back on the Packers. I just had a comment. I think what they've done this year is fantastic with what they had to work with, but I think it's a precursor to next year. Next year, the amount of money they're going to have to spend with the salary cap, with the cap going up, and obviously contracts that are either not going to be there or be done, they're just going to have a boatload of money to work with. And I really think they did everything they could. And then next year, I think you're going to see some really big moves on the Packers. That's one thing. The next thing is with the Brewers. Man, I'm in your camp. I think the aggressiveness by the Brewers to get the best people on the field is just absolutely fantastic. And it's a message to the rest of the team. You know, if you're not going to be the guy, if you're not going to produce, if you're not going to be worthy of being in the big leagues, then you're going to have to go down and rework your talent. So
yeah.
I'll take your comments off the air. Thank
you. Appreciate it. I thanks so much for the phone call. So here's the question. Because Saladino is a good shortstop, and he's got a very small litmus test, 25 at-bats, 10 for 25, with 3 dingers on the season, 6 RBI. You're getting power out of your shortstop position. 5 strikeouts, 1 walk on the season, 6 RBI, but 10 for 25 in 11 games, hitting .400. 1.223 OPS, by the way, the stats brought to you by our friends at Aproyo, implementing SAP and big data solutions to companies just like yours on the web. All you got to do is go to Aproyo, APPROYO.com, APPROYO.com, and they bring you the stat of the day. If you're going to make your business better over the web, that's the way to do it. Go to Aproyo. But look at those numbers. And then you go down to Arcia, and it's like, why is he here? He's great defensively. Incredible range. He gets the things that, you know, hell, deer can't get to. But he's not adding anything else. His WAR numbers are just garbage. Gotta go. Really? Yeah, gotta go. He's a player with options. Gotta go. I like it. You're proving yourself. Hey, once you get here, and if you prove yourself and you're hot, you're staying. If you're not, talk to you later. We don't have time for you to learn up here anymore. Good for the Brewers. And let's hope that Orlando Arcia takes that as the wake-up call that he goes down kind of gets it right, Colorado, and is able to come back up soon. Because you know something's going to happen along the way that they're going to bring him back up. And you hope that being sent down, because last year when Sogard was on and he was setting the table and he was there and Travis Shaw was hitting and Braun was hitting and Thames was hitting, they were scoring runs at will, man. Now, the bottom of the lineup wasn't doing a whole lot, so you hope that the bottom of the lineup continues to contribute, but they were scoring runs at will. I did not get to it, but I want to allude to it. This coming Monday, it is Memorial Day weekend, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but this coming Monday, we're off. You know, Joe's off, I'm off. Ryan, are you here? You running the show on Monday?
I'll actually be at the Brewers-Cardinals
game.
You'll
be at the Brewers-Cardinals game? Yep. I think Bill Schmidt is here. Schmidt's going to be
here. Yep, he'll be here.
But we have our Memorial Day show, and we traveled with 156 Vietnam veterans to the wall in D.C., and then we went to the rest of the memorials and had a chance to talk to them. We met with a bunch of school kids from Milwaukee that were there to greet the veterans as well and what their weekend in D.C. meant to them. And in addition to that, we talked with some great folks from the Honor Flight. We do a recap of our event, but it's an Honor Flight Monday. And if you're going to be out and about, you're on the boat or on the motorcycle, I know talk radio is not necessarily the thing you want to pay attention to. And if I had your choice, don't listen to me, listen to that. Listen to that. It's going to be a good show coming up on Monday. And we can't do it without the great people from the Honor Flight. Support that group as well. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.